Hello, funky listeners, and welcome to episode number 163 of Funk Radio.
Yeah.
With us, as always, is my beautiful and glistening co-host, Peter.
Hi. And that is...
Say hi to the fans.
Hi. Hi, listeners. And that is the beautiful Kyle. I couldn't think of words, sorry.
Oh my god, we just need like a Mad Lib. Like, that is the beautiful fart ass shit, Kyle.
It's just like any other episode of Funk Radio.
It's just Tourette's guy the entire episode.
Fortunately, there's no connection between music and Tourette's guy. Otherwise, we probably would have done an episode about it by now.
Oh my god, that would be amazing if he had like an album.
I'm sure people have remixed him into stuff.
Didn't that guy die, or was that just like...
I don't remember, because he was like my hero in high school. Just because, whatever. You know, when you're 17, that's like the funniest shit of all time.
Shit, yeah, exactly.
And then, at some point, they said that he died, and that's why they stopped making videos. But then there was all these rumors online of like, oh, he didn't really die, they just didn't want to make videos anymore. And then, I think within like a couple of years after that, they did release some more.
I could have swore that, I thought that the whole thing was just like a big internet joke. I thought he was just kind of faking it.
Oh yeah, there was that too. I still don't know whether it was real or not. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Either way, that stuff was funny.
We'll make a documentary where we track down Tourette's guy.
Oh, like Winnebago Man?
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit, dude, that would be a great documentary.
That would actually be a really good documentary. Oh my god, I would totally
watch that.
If only we had the means to do so, I guess.
Anyway, listeners, once again.
Horribly off topic. Horribly.
We are good at starting the show.
Into the weeds.
Yeah. Hello, listeners.
This is Funk Radio, once again.
What are we talking about? Oh yeah, so... We were trying to come up with ideas for episodes, because if you've been listening lately, you know that we've had some issues lately coming up with stuff to talk about. Although I think what we have come up with is actually fairly good. Kyle, you reminded me of something that was a little bit more of a thing with us several years ago that we felt we should spend at least a few minutes talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
There was I don't know if it was a fad, but... A number of online news sources covered this program called Pulse Stretch, which basically lets you slow down any kind of audio, or pretty much mostly songs, you know, by factors of like hundreds of percent. So, you know, for the example that all these articles used was some song by Justin Bieber. I don't remember what the actual song was, but they slowed him down 800%. But the way that this program is set up is that it let me read what does they say? It uses quote unquote spectral smoothing to transform any sound / music to a texture. So basically, what that means is that it, for all intents and purposes, it turns any song basically into like really ethereal sounds. That it doesn't really resemble at all the original audio. It stretches it so much that it just becomes this like ambient thing. And so I guess kind of the joke with when they first, you know, were covering this is that, well, you can make a Justin Bieber song sound beautiful because it basically sounds like soundtrack music when you slow it down 800% with this program. Mm-hmm. So do you have any particular memories of using this thing or songs that we use it with?
I swear to God, I think we used it with like every song at some point. I know we used it with a sound bite of one of our favorite sweeps from the college show, Best Cry Ever.
Oh, I did use it for that.
Where it was like... And it was like absolutely horrifying to listen to.
Oh gosh, that's funny. Yeah, actually, I'm sorry. I kept going, but then I need to stop for a second. Let's play a short clip of that Justin Bieber song, whatever the hell it is. Actually, no, we're not going to play the original song because fuck that. we're just going to play the stretched out version. So just imagine a Justin Bieber song, and now here is a clip using the Paul Stretch thing. So that's kind of, I don't know if the way I was describing it really did it justice, but now you've at least heard an example of what it can sound like. Yeah, I don't remember any particular songs that I ran through this. Like you said, we probably tried everything with it. Now, back then, and I think it still is its own standalone program, and it's a free, like, open source thing that you guys can download. It also, if you use the audio program Audacity, which is also free and open source, it's a plugin built into that. As one of the many like effects that you can do. So if you already have Audacity, then you can play with it there. Something I've noticed in my time of playing with that, with this plugin, is that it doesn't work very well with anything that's heavy on percussion. Cause you know, anything that's like, it's when you slow that down, it just makes it into these like very slow crashing noises.
Explosions.
You know, so anything that has very heavy or loud percussion elements, I would say try. I mean, you could try it, obviously, but it's probably not going to sound great. Try to shoot for something that has a more of a focus on like other instrumentation or on vocals. Those seem to work really well. But pretty much whatever you throw into this thing, it's going to end up sounding like the Inception soundtrack or something.
Like, yeah, like a space opera thing. Exactly. Spaceception. But yeah, it's kind of a neat tool that's meant more as like a fun trick than like anything meaningful to audio, you know, designers. I don't know if any audio designers are like, hey, I have a sound effect, but I need to slow it down 8,000%.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, oh, what program can do that?
That's
I mean, maybe it works for like you know, those sound designer Foley guys who make weird sounds. They can like, you know, artificially slow them down this way or something. I don't know.
Actually, this is funny. I just remembered this. I offhandedly said something about the Inception soundtrack. I completely forgot that like the main theme for that was an extremely slowed down version of that French song.
Edith Piaf's something, 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 something.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that. Because if you,
that is a good point.
Because if you slow, I remember like seeing videos like people slowing down that song, that Edith Piaf song, really slow, and it sounds like almost exactly the same.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And I think you brought up a good point a second ago. It's like, well, what is the practical application for this? You know, either for just laymen or for actual music people. You know, in the industry, and actually, you know, that's a very specific example, and it had its own kind of thematic reasoning behind it because of the dreams and everything. But actually, you know what? Let's do something and let's experiment here, listeners. Let's play a clip of that song, like the regular speed, and then I'm going to go ahead and throw it through Paul Stretch, and then play a clip for that for you guys as well to hear that. Now you're probably going to notice the. If you're familiar with the Inception title track, I guess you may notice a resemblance, but also it's interesting that you could, you know, if I don't remember who the composer was for that. Wasn't that what's his face?
John Williams?
No, I think it was Hans Zimmer who did that one.
I think you're right. Doesn't he do all the Nolan films?
Yeah. Yeah, he did it. So, assuming he, you know, when he composed that soundtrack, I wonder if, obviously, I'm sure he didn't use this program, but use.
He just did that. It's like, I'm done.
No, I mean, what I'm getting at is, you know, he could use something like this to kind of get a pretty solid feel of like, okay, this is generally the direction I can take it. This is what it can sound like to a fair, like in a way that actually sounds legitimate, mm-hmm. as kind of like a reference source material or something. Like, okay, this is what I'm aiming for. Whereas if you try to slow something down, well, first of all, there isn't a lot of software that can slow stuff down this much. But even if it can, it's not going to sound nearly this good. It's going to sound extremely choppy because it doesn't smooth it out mathematically like this one does. So again, that's like a very specific example, but I'm wondering, like, you know, are there other applications where maybe you want to create some kind of ambient music, like maybe using this program can help you create the basis for that? I don't know.
No, I get what you're saying.
Anyway, so let's play those two clips back to back, I guess, because I started rambling and forgot to play the clips. So besides that, I'm wondering what the practical app. I mean, obviously it's fun to play with, but unless you like listening to, like, you know, a 5 minute song stretched out to 45 minutes of ethereal ambient music, I don't know like what the, you know, practical purpose of it is.
Yeah, I mean, aside from those rare moments, it's more of just a fun thing to play with, and I'm sure there's some practical purposes for it, but. It's not like every audio engineer is going to be like, oh, great, this program is exactly what I needed. It's just there if, for whatever reason, someone needs it.
It's a thing.
Yep, that does things. So, yeah, if your listeners want, we can post a link to the program. I don't know if any of our listeners use Audacity. But...
we'll tell you what, and as a special treat for you listeners, before we go, we'll play one more just so you guys can listen to it. I don't know what song I'm going to choose because I honestly need to find something that sounds good put through here, because not everything sounds good, but I'll find one in the editing stage that sounds good. I'll play a clip of the regular one, of the song at its regular speed back to back with the stretched out version. So. Since I don't know what song I'm picking, I'm not going to tell you what it is.
It's a surprise.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring
Oh, God. All right. Well, that's a thing. There's not a whole lot else we can say about it. I think I already kind of rambled about shit that doesn't really make sense anyway, but we got to fill the time, listeners.
Yeah. So, yeah. This has been your... It's Kyle. Sorry, I had to.
And it's been your host, Peter.
That was creepily accurate in the fact that it sounded sped up.
If you like to take things slow, listeners, tell us on Facebook at facebook.com/bonkradio. That's not correct.
Wow. Wow.
My brain died.
How many times have we said this, Peter?
The problem, my brain died halfway through because I do the other podcast too once a week. Yeah. And so I have to say the different URL for that one. And then I was trying to focus on not saying that one. And then I realized I'd. Jesus.
Oh, well, that was great. All
right. Facebook.com/. God damn it, I did it again.
What? Since Peter's broken, I'll just say it.
Please.
At facebook.com/getyourfunk.
Yes, that's it. God. Wow. I'm a terrible person.
No, you're just brain dead. It's all good.
You can also listen to our tracks on mixcloud.com/getyourfunk. There's lots of places to get your funk.
Yeah. Soon we'll be coming out with a Get Your Funk t-shirt shop. Not really. We should make t-shirts, though. That'd be cool.
Mm. That would be cool. Nobody would buy them, but yeah. It would be cool to have them.
No, not at all. So yeah, we hope you enjoyed this random plug for a very old app. I get not app, but a program.
Yeah, I mean, that was like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So
that's like ancient. That's like ancient in program times. Come on. Yeah. That was back when like CS4 was out for Adobe.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So yeah, join us next time for.
Sorry, what? That's a very specific way to like measure time.
That's all. Shut up, Peter. That's how I measure time, is when the programs that I use come out.
But now that we're on a Creative Cloud, it's just this, it's not numbers anymore. Well, it sort of is.
No, they still are. There's CC 2014, CC 2015.
That's true.
They're just major. They're just pretty much just major updates at this point.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so, yes, yeah. I'll let you finish.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of Little Orphan Kyle. and his trusty sidekick, Peter.
Peter fell in the well.
Oh no, we have to get the shotgun to put him down. Like old
Shooting
Yeller.
A shotgun down a well at someone who's stuck in it. That's horrible.
But efficient.
Oh, you're the worst orphan.
Okay. Yes, I am. Okay, bye, listeners.
Bye, Kyle.